This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Most of Colorado's congressional delegation wrote a letter urging the new head of the Air Force to stop U.S. Space Command from leaving Colorado Springs for Alabama. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
This letter to Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall is just the latest salvo from the state's senators and representatives to stop Space Command's move. The Pentagon announced the mission's transfer to Huntsville in the last days of the Trump administration. The former president recently told an Alabama talk radio program that he single-handedly ordered that transfer over military recommendations that it stay at Peterson Space Force Base. Colorado's delegation has been firing off letters like this to just about anyone who could have influence in reversing Trump's decision, including President Joe Biden. Formal investigations into the move are ongoing. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver International Airport may face a janitor's strike. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
The group of 350 janitors say their employer, Flagship Facility Services, isn't meeting the demand for a higher salary. Workers currently make about $17 an hour, which they say should be raised due to exhausting shifts required during the pandemic. Their contract with Flagship expires Thursday. If negotiations fail, the union will have to decide whether it will follow through with a walkout. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
Partly cloudy tonight for Denver and Fort Collins. There's a chance of thunderstorms for Grand Junction and Vail. 50s along the Front Range at this hour. This is CPR News.